Learn. We're after Mizmar. Yesterday we had the Hakdama of Mizmar Chav Gimel. It's a short Mizmar, but it's powerful. It's probably the most popular Mizmar in the whole Sefer. Mizmar LeDavid. You can argue in different ways. Mizmar LeDavid Hashem Roy, Hashem is my shepherd, so I'm lacking nothing. Let's see the Mizmar LeDavid.
But we don't have to learn it three times, right?
We don't have to learn it three times. Only by Shalosh Shurus you have to say it three times, and each time with a different nigun. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaroi. Mr. Cohen, not only do you set up the computer better than the eye, you are, the coffee tastes better when you make this. Okay, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Elohei Yechzar. Mitzudos David. Rav Kalman, Baruch Hashem Yehiyeh, we missed you yesterday very much. We missed you yesterday. You here yesterday? Online?
No.
Okay, we should be gesund. We should be well, but what? 206, page 206. Page 206. Mizmor LeDavid. That mitzudo is that Hashem, you are my shepherd. Al ki Hashem roi oisi im kein bevada lo yeh choser miuma ki akol biyodai. So this is something very interesting. How he starts off. I think the average person understands this in the past. Mizmor LeDavid, it's a statement of reflection. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem is my shepherd, and thus loy echsar, in the present tense, I'm not lacking anything. The Mitzudas David, he says it's not the translation. Hashem roi. Ki Hashem roi oisi. Im kein, he adds in two words which really change the emphasis, the thrust of the pasuk. Im kein, bevadai, loy eheye choser meuma. I have nothing to worry about in the future. Why? Ki hakol biyodai, everything is in Hashem's hands. Okay, the Mitzvah stuff does not say anything different than what I think than the standard translation. But yet, the nuance of how he expresses it definitely is not the way I think most people look at this pasuk. He makes a point. Mizmor Hashem roi, comma. It's a very important comma. Hashem is my shepherd. Once I accept and I acknowledge that Hashem is my shepherd, loy echsar, I have nothing more to worry about. Let me try to explain better, because I think the way I always translate understood this. You take the word Hashem Rohi Loi Echsar as one statement that Hashem is a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd that guarantees Hashem has the ability. This is why Hashem has the ability to make sure that I lack nothing. However, if the shepherd wants to, decides for whatever reason, I don't want to give this sheep. This sheep has not behaved itself today. So I'm going to punish it. I'm not going to give it to drink. I'm not going to, if it broke its leg, I'm not going to carry it home. Let it struggle to get home. I acknowledge that Hashem is a shepherd that is capable of doing anything he wants. But it does not necessarily translate into guaranteeing that Hashem will take care of me. Hashem is a shepherd, which...
Okay, confidence.
Oh, okay, right. You're right. You are correct. But for some reason, the Mitzudas David, he somehow adds more words into the pasuk, which really doesn't change it, but just puts a very, very, he clarifies the pasuk with a very strong emphasis. Hashem roi, stop right there. That's the end. Hashem is my shepherd. There's nothing more you have to say. Hashem is my shepherd. That's the end. That is the end of our assessment. The assessment is Hashem is my shepherd. Okay.
Therefore,
now that we have, you go and you play a video to show what the situation is. Okay, turn the video off. We now have we have the data, we have the information. What is your assessment of what the situation is going to be after we have this realization? The assessment is we have nothing to worry about. Loy echsa. We've seen that Hashem is a shepherd. We're confident. We can put our guard down.
Hashem goal oriented, or is it step by step? Everything is guarding you. That's the question.
is it...
The goal-oriented, if the final result, what Hashem wants, but how does he get there, it interferes with you. It may not be exactly what you want.
I don't know if that's what the pasuk is saying here. Maybe.
Is little excerpt, I don't lack anything, or I won't lack.
I won't in the future tense. It's the present.
You see the future tense on the low and sir.
Echsar is seemingly in the present tense, right? Loy echsar, loy echsar.
I am not lacking
the present tense.
That is the future tense.
In Navi, in Tehillim, and in Nevuah, and it's very, you have to know the grammar, you know, the grammar rules.
Future.
He's definitely the future. I will not be, right? So is that a literal translation of the word echsar, or is he extrapolating? Because very often the Mefarshim break the rules of grammar. Not that they break the rules. The psukim are written in a certain style, but it's meant to be interpreted homiletically in reference to the future or the past, the present. Echsar appears to be a word in the present tense. Hashem is my shepherd. Loi echsar, I am currently not lacking anything.
Where does the Targum get his...
The Targum is saying something different. Targum is saying something, you'll get to Targum in a second. Targum is saying something in terms of Klal Yisrael. Over here we're talking about David. David over here, the Simsukas David, it definitely shook me up. Because it's not, you know, you can go to Shalosh Shuras and say it 100 times, and you don't really think about it. And here he adds in, Hashem Roi, Al Ki Hashem Roye Oisi, Kama. End right there. There's nothing more you have to say. That is the full intelligence assessment. You call in your intelligence team, reconnaissance team, and they tell you, this is what we have. We have sent spies, and we have revealed this is what's going on the ground. Now, you bring in another, what is...
He's talking about David,
the shepherd.
The
Mitzudos David doesn't say. You're going to see the different from Farshim. The one that really takes the cake on this Mizmor is the Malmo. The Malmo here says something very, very powerful. Although, you know, every Mizmor, each Mizmor, one of the Mefarshim usually takes the lead. Sometimes it's the Radak, sometimes it's the Malmo, sometimes the Fenachem Sanach, which really captures what's going on. Every Mizmor, everything for that matter, that's why we have every Mefarshim. Not every Mefarish captures your heart every single time. Each Mizmor, each Pasuk, is usually a Mefarish that stands out head and shoulders above everyone else, which really captures a message that touches you. Here, the Malvim really says quite a bit, and he says a lot. But that's exactly the point. Is David over here referring to what state in David's life is he referring to? He's referring to when he was a shepherd, when a young man, before he became the Melech. Is David referring to him, this metaphor for him as the Melech of Klal Yisrael, God in Klal Yisrael? Is this referring to Klal Yisrael? There are many different interpretations. We'll see. Right now, the Mitzudas David does not tell us. He's vague. He says, David, it sounds like David is a shepherd when he's 20 years old. He's out in the field. He doesn't say anything more than that. He doesn't mention Klal Yisrael. He doesn't mention any big picture. He just says, Hashem is my shepherd. Hashem is my shepherd, comma. That's the end. The end of our assessment, our information. Now comes an assessment. Therefore, what do I take out of this?
It reminds also of
They went to feed themselves, right. Exactly. But over here, Okay, exactly. So the Mesillas David, just to emphasize this point, how he words these words. Therefore, bevadai lo ehye chaser mu'umo in the future, ki akol biyodoi. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, says, Mizmor David Amir Ravaseinu, kol makom shina. This is a very famous chazal, and we probably said this over in the shir many, many times, but here is the only place where Rashi actually says it. For some reason, Rashi only says it on this Pasuk. Why? You can say this on every single Mizmor, you can say, kamad. I don't know how many, but probably half of the mizmar. Rashi could have commented, made this comment, and for some reason Rashi chose to put this comment on this mizmar. Kol makom shenemar mizmar leDavid, where the word mizmar comes first. Minagei the achar kach shoyra olav shechina. David first, he played the musical instrument, and the music inspired him, brought upon him Ruach HaKodesh. But v'chol shenemar boy leDavid mizmar. Then the Shekhinah came upon him first. The David has a connotation that the Ruach HaKodesh enveloped David, and after he was enveloped with Ruach HaKodesh, then he went and he expressed himself eloquently with words. Shar so'olav Shekhinah v'achar kach Omar, he said Shira. So this Mizmor, David first was not receiving communication from above, and he artificially elevated himself to a state of joy through music, and then when he was in a meditative state of joy, that is when Hashem presented himself to him. The Ruach HaKodesh came upon him. Now Hashem Roi. Now obviously that there's a lot of depth in that, and let's just leave it for now. Hashem, you are my shepherd. Where did this occur? Bamidbar hazeh shani cholech boi. In this desert that I'm traveling, Batuach ani, I am confident, Shaloi echsar klum, same thing in the future tense. Now, what midbar is he referring to?
I don't know, but he seems to have gotten
it from the Targum. So, okay, the Targum, we'll come to talking about at the end. So all the Farshim, and some of the Farshim here learned there are different stories in different events taking place in Sefer Shmuel, where David found himself in a desert. Now, I remember there are at least two situations where it's mentioned, and there's one that we'll see in a moment, one that we're referring to refers to the end of David's life. The very, very end of David's life in Shmuel Beis, at the very end of Shmuel Beis, it talks about a story where David was in, after Shiras David. Shiras David is basically the end of Sefer Shmuel, but it's not, because there's another two parakim. Shiras David, where David summarizes his entire life with this beautiful song, which we've laid not that long ago on Pesach. The Haftorah of Shvi Shel Pesach is Shiras David. It's a very long Haftorah. We laid it not that long ago. Sometimes we laid it for Parshas Hazinu. If Hazinu is not Shabbat Shuvah, then we laid Shiras David on the Hazinu. And after that, you would think that Tehillim is over, and it's not. And Shmuel is over, and it's not. Then Shmuel, David gets involved in a lot of wars, and these very hard psukim. These the psukim at the end of after Shiras David are very. It's almost like Divrei Hayyamim style. It's not the style of Shmuel is very elaborate. There's a narrative. It's pretty easy. A lot of the psukim are very easy to read. But it's like a very nice stories, and it flows. After Shiras David, the psukim do not flow. They're very cryptic, and you have to really struggle to what's going on over here. And it basically presents in very rapid succession, battle after battle after battle, different events. And one of the events, and it's cryptic. It doesn't like tell you what's going on. The psukim don't flow. And one of them mentioned a story where David was fighting in a desert where there was no water, dehydration. And David was mamish dying from dehydration. And the people, his soldiers, went and they stole water. They stole water. They committed some to survive. And David there did not want to drink the water because it was stolen. Ah, it was pikuach nefesh. David had a very high standard. That if bikuach nefesh, even bikuach nefesh, you're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to steal. Ad kadei kach, even if you're going to die, and that's the Gemara talks about this whole story as well. And the bottom line is, I mean, it's a shocking halacha because I don't think people follow this. Even though that's the halacha, that even if a person is going to die, bikuach nefesh is not doiche geza. Bikuach nefesh doiche gili arayis. I mean, not all the time. I take that back. There's a shmad.
You're allowed to take somebody else's property seriously. You just have to pay it back after.
I'm not so sure. That's what we get. Practically speaking, that's what everyone's going to do. But is that the real halacha? That's what's going to happen. That we all know. We all know that's what's going to happen. But it's really not so simple. Meikar hadin, gezel is so chamur that even bikuach nefesh is not. Can you imagine how chamur gezel is? And that story illustrates over there. It illustrates this point and with water. And David over here, when he said, this whole Mizrach talks about, I'm in the desert and I'm thirsty, we'll see soon. So Rashi over here just throws out, Bamidbar hazeh, Shani hoylech voy, in this desert, Potuach ani, I'm confidentially, Echzer klum, Hashem will provide. I don't want to take this water that you brought me, because the water is stolen, Mayim genuvim. Instead, I'll wait until Hashem provides another solution. Okay, that's Rashi. Look in the Targum. Targum says, in the first pasuk over here, Tush Bachtod LeDavid, a praise for David, Hashem Dezon Yos Amei, his nation, Bimad Bira, in the desert, Loi Chasaru Chola. He says Amei. Amei means the nation, which seems that David over here is describing the Jewish people in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Totally changes the reference, the subject of this mizmar. So either David is told, now we'll see the Malbim soon, through a few of Psukim, then we'll discuss this a little bit more. Okay, and the Radak over here is the, we'll see this in a sec, or not the Malbim, did I make a mistake there? Did I really mean over here? One second. Okay, let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll come back. Let's see next pasuk. Pasuk Beis, Benos Desha Yar Bitzeni, in a Desha means grass. Okay, at the beginning of Parash Bereishis, Hashem says, I don't remember the pasuk, Desha means grass, pasture. It means vegetation. The earth is full with luscious greens, with grass, with grain, with vegetation, with vegetables. There is, and binois means a pasture, a novet. The aleph in this pasuk binois is, it means an abode, but in this context it means the land, the earth. The earth is the abode of man with regard to vegetation and food. Yar bitzeni. Yarbitseni literally means to lie down, but in this context it means to pasture, because when animals pasture, they lie down. They lie down, so it's a borrowed term. The literal translation is to lie down on the ground. But if we borrow that term and we use it in reference to pasture. And because that's what animals do when they pasture. Every so often they rest. They just lie down and enjoy the air. They enjoy the food. Almei menuchos yahnaleni, you guide me on waters. Menuchos yahnaleni, menuchos means a tranquil water that is still. It's not violent. There are violent waters, and there are calm waters. Rushing, the water is rushing. It's not good. It's too much. It can be dangerous. The waters are peaceful. They're in a state of rest.
But you get the image of relaxed, unhurried, calm.
Right, when they always try to do these they try to calm you down. They play in the background music of a river. The sound of a calm river. A brook is supposed to listen to the sound like you want to go to sleep at night. Yeah, when you have these machines that white noise.
Yeah.
And then you have a selection of what you can play. So they have white noise or something, and then they have these recordings of water. Water that's flowing down a mountain, and you're supposed to listen to it, it's going to calm you down, and you're going to fall asleep. So that's the name, Menuchos Yahnaleni. You got it. You hit the nail on the head. You got it. There's no one that can put people to sleep like me.
Could you imagine if instead of mine, finally, you
You never wake up. Alright, let's see what it says in the Mitzudais David. Pasuk Beis. In the Mitzudais David Binois. Koroye Harachamani, a compassionate shepherd. Hamarbitz, who puts and lies down, edroy his flock, bimkoim desh, a place of vegetation, lufi shehim shil leroye, because we're comparing, Dov is comparing Hashem to a shepherd, Omar loshoin hanoifel biroye, common theme, common technique, we have a theme, and when you take a theme, you go and you use the language, the vocabulary of that specific concept. You have a shepherd, oh, so now let's go use all of the vocabulary that is associated with a shepherd. If you're discussing an astronaut, so you use all the vocabulary of rocket ships and the moon and Houston, you know. Every topic has its own unique vocabulary. Fine. Name Menuchoyski Mayim. I'm reading over here on page 209 in the Mitzvah 7, very, very bottom. Name Menuchoyski Mayim Hanochim Heim Tzululim. Water that is tranquil is Tzululim, is clear, it's clean. Masha'en Kein Haroitfim. Water that is violent. Ki Yig Rishu Meimov Refesh Votid. The Mitzvah's David is suggesting an idea that there's a characteristic that is found only water that is calm, clean. Water that is flowing with force and is violent is not clean. In that water there's mud. Because of its violent nature, as it flows, it picks up, it uproots earth, uproots dirt, uproots items, and the water in the water that you're gonna find, violent water, is gonna have in it impurities. But water that flows gently does not bring with it impurities. That's a very interesting idea. Okay, this is what he's saying. Water that flows gently is clean. Water that flows with violence, it's not clean. You're gonna pick up some of that water, you're gonna look in the water, you're gonna discover in the water impurities. Because the nature, if it's violent, it's running down with force, it's gonna uproot with it earth and anything that's in its way, and that's gonna carry it with it. Musahaska, a person who's a calm person is a clean person. He doesn't carry in him any dirt. A person who is impetuous and is always a tyrant and is always a bulldozer is not a clean person. He's in the process of his swift and intensity. He brings with him, you know, he gets into a lot of trouble. He steps on a lot of people's toes. And in the process, he brings to the table elements that are not pure. So it's a Musa Haskel, a very interesting...
Zrizas a good middle?
Of course Zrizas, but everything has to be in balance. There's Zrizas, but then there's people who are forceful. I don't think it refers to the kind of Zrizas. Zrizas just means that you do what you're supposed to do immediately. It doesn't tell you how you do it. But accurate doesn't say that Zrizas means that you're in a rush. That's not what Zrizas is. Zrizas is that you wake up early and you go to shul. You don't run to shul. You don't go through the red lights. That's not called Zrizas. Zrizas, you wake up 6 o'clock and you go to shul. That's all it means. But a person who behaves with you know, there's certain types of people, they want to do something, they don't care if they hurt someone's feelings, they don't care whose toes they step on, they're bulldozers. I call them bulldozers. They just run you over. Mm-hmm. There are people that just, they run you over. They run you over, so when they finally come and they sit down at the table, because they run over people, they're not clean people. They're not a person that comes doesn't run over someone. He just is gentle. There's a certain purity, and the mashal is found in water. Water that flows down the river gently. When you sample that water, it's clean water. Water that flows with violence. When you sample the water, it's dirty, because the part of the violence uproots tit and refesh, different types of garbage in the way, and it takes it. So the advantage is, here you are. I've arrived 3 hours early. And at what price? What was the price that you pay for this? This is a very... Yeah.
I wonder if this is a prayer, because it's not a fact. His life was definitely not a manual court. He was completely stony from the beginning to the end. So, but
he says, okay, if I trust Hashem, so this is his way. But it's not in the report, and it's not in the Halei.
Maybe it means while everything outside is swirling and going crazy around me, inside, internally,
right.
I am calm and confident.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, let's see over here what it says over here. First, okay, let's see the Rashi pasuk beis benois desha beneve deshoim, in an abode, a nove, you know, they use this in a wife, nevas beisai. Every time when you refer to a woman, a wife, so many times they say, you know, it's the rei osoi means your wife. But sometimes, very more poetically, we want to wish a mazel tov to so and so. Univas beisoy. It's a very common expression. Look in all the journals. Look in all the dinner journals.
It's also a common name for girls,
like a Nava. Okay, Nava's a name. That's the name of a girl. But Nava is like Mrs. In the yeshiva world, when you write in a dinner, in a yeshiva dinner, a journal put in an ad, it's extremely, extremely common. They say Mr. So and so, Ruvain Smith, Ruvain Cohn, Univas Besoy. Either you write her name, you're writing Univas Besoy. So the way you refer to a wife, it's very common. This expression means his abode. The wife. What?
Bnei Besoy.
That's his children. Bnei Besoy. That's, I think, his entire family. The Bnei Besoy. Very, very common. They open up any journal. They usually have an acronym. Vav Nun Beis. Univas Beisai. His wife. It means abode. The abode of his home. It's an expression. Here we have it. Binois Deshe. The abode of luscious grass. Of pasture land. Rashi. Binevei. And an abode of Dishoim. Lefisha Hischa. Ledamos. Mizanois of Lenira Behema. Because David has begun to compare his food to pasture of an animal, Sha'amar, he's Hashem Roi'i. Hashem is my shepherd. The main function of a shepherd is to feed the sheep, to bring the sheep to a pasture. Therefore, Noifol Alaloshan shall Roi'i, my shepherd, Ne'ois Deshe. Fine. Umizmo is when did David compose this mizmo? So Rashi says, Omar David, Biyar Chores. Now the Sof and a Samach can sometimes be interchanged, which would then make the word Cheres. And Cheres is pottery. What is the nature of pottery? It's dry. There is no moisture because you put in the kiln. You take mud, you have different ingredients, and you make tit, you form it, you put it into a kiln, and it becomes, and you remove the moisture, and it's hard like a rock. There is no moisture. David said this mizmer when he was in Beyahar Chores. The Lama Nikra Shmo Yar Chores. Why was this forest called Yar Chores? Shahoyim Minugav Kicheres. It was dry. There wasn't any water. David was dying of dehydration. Okay, I don't know why it's Chav Bey. It's really Chav Gimel. I'm not sure, because that's Chav Bey. Chav Bey. You have to go. Chav Bey is the Mizmar of Shiras David. But that, right after Mizmuch HaBeis, it talks about this Muhammad, where David was in the forest, and David was thirsty, and there was nothing to drink, and his soldiers, they went and they stole water. They stole water to give David to drink, and they told David they stole it. David refused to drink it. It was that forest where they were fighting the Pelishtim was called the Yar Chores, interchange the Sof with the Samach, Cheres. The characteristic of Cheres is there is this void of moisture. It was Mugav Cheres. The Hirtiva Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mituv Kol Olam Haba. And this is another idea. And he's saying over here, in addition, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he gave David from the best of Olam Haba in this world. Look at the Sifzi Zakenim or Aleph. Perish Rashi Zal Lama Nigar Shmo Shoyen Mugav Cheres. Who Atzmai L'shoim HaMerish Tilim U'perish HaParish Hashem V'lizu L'shoim Shohoye Menugav B'perish David Shohye Yovesh U'menugav Me'ro'ov Tzar K'charuyois Dekel Yoveshin Adkan L'shoim Menutalavin. He's saying something a little bit different over there. But David was Lufi Pshudoi, David was in a state of dehydration, and he was mispalel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow provided him with water. And then he also adds that every neshama that comes into this world is thirsty. It's a mashal, it's a very powerful mashal. Every neshama is thirsty, and Olam Haba is where a person quenches his thirst. The spirituality of Olam Haba, and in this world as well, in this world, the Torah mitzvahs, living a life of Yiras Shemayim, is a me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a me'ein Olam Haba, and that quenches the dryness of a person's neshama. Every neshama that comes from this world is thirsty, and it's always seeking to satisfy itself. And those who seek to satisfy, to quench their thirst with gashmias, are severely disappointed, because it may appear on the outside that you're satisfying yourself, but you're never really satisfied. The only ones that really satisfy their neshama is those who that drink from the waters of spirituality. Let's go further. Okay, this one. Let's go into the pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Nafshin yishayvev yancheni b'maglei tzedek leman shemay. What does it mean yishayvev? There are many perushim. Yishayvev, according to the Mitzudos and Rashi, they don't say exactly the same thing, but it's similar. Is tranquil. It is peaceful. Hashket. Hashket. Look at the Mitzudos see on the word yishayvev. He says inyon. It will be for you so there you're learning the question of to return. Okay, hanocha the hashkate. Okay, so the question over here is the shoresh of the word yishayvev is shav, to return. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the Mitzvah Tzion says the word yishayvev, don't focus on the literal translation. It's an expression. Maybe tranquil comes from when the neshama calms down. But the bottom line is it's in a state of calmness. My neshama is calm. It is relaxed. When I know that you are my shepherd, when I realize that you are providing me with sustenance, you are pasturing me on bina'os desha. You are providing me with water. I come to the realization that I'm taken care of, and therefore I calm down. Look at the Mitzudos David. Mitzudos David Yancheni Yahaneg. It's pasuk Gimel Yancheni Yinaheg. Oh, you see, guide me. Bo'irach Yoshar Leman Loyek. He's not even really explaining this. Very interesting. He's not explaining this over here. Leman loy ekoshel, leman shmo lohodia rav, roiv hashkachosoy al yireyav. Okay, so he's not really translating the word. The word yishayvev in the Mitzvah is double, only in the Mitzvah is Sion. One more time. My neshama is calm. Yancheni, you guide me, bimaglei tzedek. A magal is a circuitous route. It is a small path. There is a derech, the derech, and the oirach. There are different types of roads. There are really three types of roads. There is the derech, there is an oirach, and there is a magal. The derech is a six-lane highway. It's a massive, massive highway, which is extremely dangerous, by the way, because when you know, if you ever drive on these big highways, the more lanes in the highway, okay, the more lanes you have, the faster you go. I don't even realize it. The less lanes in America, the rule is three lanes. You know, do you ever wonder why all highways have only three lanes?
Yeah, each lane is just California, you have a lot of four lanes.
In New York, the interstate, a lot of them, even though they can make it more than three lanes, they don't make it more than three lanes. Because if you make it more than three lanes, subconsciously, you put the pedal to the metal. You end up going 90 miles an hour, which is extremely dangerous. A car going 60 miles an hour, in case there's a problem, you have a lot of control to safely escape danger. If you're going 80, 90 miles an hour, and Rahman al-Islam, something goes wrong, you're in a lot of trouble. So if you have a road that has five lanes, you don't realize it. Without even looking on the speedometer, you're going 80-90 miles an hour. That's the way it is. When you have a big open space, you don't even realize how fast you're going. When you have three lanes, it is natural. It's an incredible thing. It's natural. When you have three lanes, you don't really go more than 70 miles an hour. It's just a natural, even if there's no one else on the road. Even if there's no one on the road. The road is clear. There are three lanes.
Not
your
true.
Perception, if you're not a human.
True.
Okay, you're 80. On a nice day, you'll go 80.
A few years ago, we decided to make a road trip. We went to a bar mitzvah in Atlanta, and I was doing 90, and everybody was passing me.
And three. How many lanes were there?
About 40 miles with three lanes. But
three
I was
lanes?
Doing 90, and all right. People were passing
interesting.
Me regularly.
When you are limited, when you have a limited path.
It's three lanes, and it's posted to go 70 miles.
Yeah.
And people are going 90.
If you have three lanes, because there's a boundary on this side and that side, it's natural for you to limit yourself how fast you go based upon the width of the road. If you have a road that is extremely wide, it changes your perception, and without even realizing you'll be going 100 miles an hour. And that's very dangerous, even though you think it's not, it is. So it's an incredible, that's why there's all, you know, there's all. So over here, there are three roads. There's a derech, it's a big, wide open road. And then there is an oirach. Oirach is the medium-sized road. And then there's a ma'agol, like a hiking path. One lane. Like the interbar, the over, the outer bridge crossing. teeny little ridiculous bridge, pathetic excuse for a bridge, okay. So there are different madrigot in paths. Okay, so over here when it says b'maglate sedek, b'maglate sedek is a very small narrow path. Sedek over here. It is correct. It is righteous. Why? Because the tzaddikim in this world are very few. They don't need a big highway. The masses of this world, unfortunately, most people in this world are not tzaddikim. That's Chazal say. The tzaddikim, people who strive to be tzaddikim, are very, very few. So you don't need to go build for them a road that has six lanes, because there aren't so many tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, the how many tzaddikim? There's a pasuk. Chazal say, I looked at the tzaddikim, the himaat. They're very, very few. They don't need such a big road. When they travel through life, they can travel on a one-lane highway because not too many people go down this road. But the masses, they need a massive highway because most people are not tzaddikim. So in David over here, it says, Yanchin yigardni b'magalei tzedek, on a path of righteousness. The path of righteousness is with precision called a ma'agol, not an oirach, and not a derech. Or not the shah, or not the derech hamelech. Derech hamelech, King's Highway. The first road is derech hamelech. Really, that's what it's called. That's why it's called the highway. Derech hamelech neilech. Derech hamelech neilech. We know where these roads are. These roads are, if you go to, I told this many times, we went to Talpiot. In Talpiot, there's a yeshiva, Merkaz HaTorah, Ramachol. Ramachol's grandson is there. He's the top Talmud there, Merkaz HaTorah.
The sons of Rebbe there.
It's a very popular yeshiva, so that's in Talpiot. So I was once there, and the Rosh Shiva, he probably thought I was a gevir. I can't understand this, why he decided to give me a tour. A tour of, I'm not interested. I'm like, no, I have to give you a tour. And he gave me this elaborate tour. Why is he giving me a tour? He wants a donation? I'm not giving you any donation. I'm not giving you a donation. Why? He gave me this tour, and he showed me, took me to a place in Talpiot, and he says to me, this road, it is known, it is a fact, it looks like Coney Island now, you can't really differentiate. This road is an ancient, ancient road. It is a fact that this road existed 3,000 years ago. The archaeologists, they know that this was an ancient road. And legend has it, it was on this spot where Hashem said, where it says in the Pasuk, by Avram Avinu, by the Akedah, Vayar es ha-mokoyim me-rochoyk. When Avram Avinu, he saw the Har HaMoriah, where he was going to do the Akedah. He was on this was the road, this was the spot, this was the path, this was the road. It's very inspiring.
Right.
Very inspiring. There are certain ancient roads. The Derech HaMelech Melech means there was a road. They know where the road is today. They have it's a fact. There's a road called the Derech in the Midbar where they were traveling near Eretz Yisrael. When they were coming to Eretz Yisrael, Derech HaMelech Melech, we're going to travel on this highway and we're not going to make any trouble for you. Let us pass. No. Melech Midian said, we're not letting you go. So they didn't go on that road. So here just we have a Magalate Tzedek, a Magal, that was called the Derech HaMelech. The Derech, the word Derech means a massive highway, and it was, why was it called Melech? I don't know. Maybe it was only for the king, maybe it was grand, like a king, it was very, very wide.
But well, the Oirach. It has to be 32 amas, right? So that's what
Right, talking about 32, that's mass, the 32 hours, that's not mass, now it's
down.
Derech
HaMelech was 32.
No one else made the roads, people didn't pave the roads.
They didn't pave the roads, they did, was in it, solu, solu, pano derech, they did pave it. They didn't pave with asphalt, they didn't use the amount of materials they had today, but they cleared the road, they cleared the road, they flattened the road, they made a path, the best that they could in the technology of the day. A magal is small, leman shemoy,
for another meaning also, it says sabitim v'shvid v'ganeiten.
A circle, a circuitous. It's rounded out.
Put me in that ma'agal. Is that
circle? That's another idea, which really goes hand in hand. Is that this road is not a straight road. A ma'agal is a circle. An uga is a circle, and it goes because when you have a big road, it's straight, right? A road that goes round with Jackie Robinson, it's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Go around and around, you get the sense, that's called the Magal. Why is the Jackie Robinson paid off? He had friends who had houses, and the person who designed it those days, he got away with it. It was before the cemeteries. The cemeteries came later, some of them.
The golf course.
There were people there that they don't come on, don't go knock down our house. This is where we live. Okay, you're my friend. Today this would never ever, they would never ever build a road like that today. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
That, for the record, Rabbi Levine's brother gave the highest share in that Yeshiva.
Okay, I don't know the highest share.
Yeah, that's
share.
What I was told. By the way, King's Highway is, you know, like that because there are, this is an old Indian road, and there are various cemeteries along the way that they had promised not to pay over, not to build houses. That's why King's Highway is
eminent domain.
Zigzag the way it is. It's an old Indian road. Like Broadway is the old.
Yeah, King's Highway is also crazy.
Jackie Robinson. Broadway and King's Highway.
Jackie Robinson is the worst. Always accidents. Always accidents. I saw my own eyes. I almost got killed there. I saw my own eyes in accident right in front of my eye, right ahead of me. Unbelievable. Sakonis Nefasha. They go. People go there too fast. This. It's not. This is not. It's not a mahalik.
Well, that was the problem with the West Side Highway. It was built for horse and wagon, not for cars.
That they redid. They totally redid that.
It was only in the 70s when they finally covered the cobblestones.
Really?
The 80s first. It still had cobblestones.
Really?
It still had. It was built, and that's why the most accidents were by 23rd Street, because the exit at 23rd Street was in the left lane. The exit was the only highway that had an exit on the left. It was ridiculous.
It's still ridiculous there. It's still ridiculous. The worst of the worst, the Lincoln Tunnel. That's the worst. The worst.
Well, that goes round and round and round.
That's the worst. That's the pits. That's utter pits. Okay, next. Vinidmel, here we go. So this is a magal. A magal is a road that is not straight. And the truth is, it's tzedek. In order for a person to come to tzedek, it's a very hard path. It's not an easy route. It's not an easy route to make it to tzedek, and therefore the word, it's a very powerful idea that the life is a road. We all appreciate that. There are different types of roads, different types of highways, and here David is saying, Nafshi Yeshayvev, my neshama is tranquil, it's calm, Yancheini, you Hashem, you guide me on b'ma'agle tzedek, on this little narrow circuitous path. It's not an easy, David is saying it's not easy. You have to go round and round and round and round to reach your destination. Life takes you through a lot of turns, a lot of surprises. What?
No shortcuts.
No shortcuts, exactly. No shortcuts. It takes you, but it's tzedek. And being that you, Hashem, are with me, you take me by the hand, I'm not worried about it. I'm calm. That's how the Mitzvah's Dove learns. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nafshi, let's see, we did Pasuk Gimel, similar. Nafshi Yishayvev, Ruchi Shehufag B'tzorois Uvimenusa. Rashi is more precise. Rashi doesn't just say that my neshama is calm. Rashi says that the word Yishayvev, like we said before, comes from the root of shav, to return. David is saying, I was agitated, I was anxious. I was extremely agitated, anxious, unsettled. But you, Hashem, restored shav. You calmed me down. You calmed me down. That's not what the Mitzvah David says. You may argue, no, that is what the Mitzvah David says, but he certainly doesn't say it the way Rashi says it. The Mitzvah David, you have people that are naturally calm. You have a newborn baby, infant, one-day-old baby. The baby is a calm, this baby is a very peaceful, calm baby. Doesn't give you any trouble. It's calm. Then you have people that are agitated. They're anxious. They're disturbed. And you have to go, calm down. Calm down, everything's gonna be okay, don't worry, okay, I'm calm. And for 5 minutes he's calm, and then he gets all worked up all over again. Nafshi Yishayvev Hashem, I was going out of my mind. I was anxious. And you, Hashem, you calmed me down. You restored my spirit to its tranquil state. You'll say, oh, isn't that what the Mitzvah David says? Maybe. Or maybe the Mitzvah's David means that David was never anxious to begin with. David was always calm. He seems to say that David was always calm. The word, it's a borrowed term. It means, since there are people that are very anxious, and then you calm them down, so people who start off by being calm to begin with, you use the same word, Yishayvev, even though they're not returning anywhere because they never were anxious to begin with. But Rashi says, no, I was anxious, I was uptight, and you calm me down. Ruchi shehufag, my neshama shehufag, that was anxious. Okay, we'll translate the word shuvah as anxious. Bitzarois uvim nusa. I was weakened. Fine, bitzarois uvim nusa. And by yofel, he was weakened. He was faint. My ruach that was faint. Bitzarois uvim nusa. I was always running. I was always running for my life. I had enemies, my own children, Avshalom tried to kill me. Many tsaros, and I was always on the run. Yishoyvev likadmuso, you calmed me down, you restored me to a state of peace. Bemagle tzedek, bedarche mishar, in the ways that have uprightness, shlo epol biyad oivaya, I should not fall in the hands of my enemies. Now, let's see a very different pshat. Okay, before we go back and discuss what it means, bemagle b'yidnavshi yishoyvev, he learns, is this going to be the Malbum? Okay, we learn the Malbum Pasuk Gimel first. We'll come back to the Malbum Pasuk Aleph in a moment, Beis in a moment, Aleph in a moment. But let's now learn Pasuk Gimel. It's very interesting what he says. He learns the word Yishayvev does not mean calm, does not mean you restored me. It means I was rebellious in a good way. I would, like you say, Bonim Shuvu Bonim Shayvev. Return you wayward. What does it mean, wayward? It means rebellious. Off the derech, exactly. It fits very well with the word b'magle tzedek. A magle is a road, and you talk about people like banim who are banim shoivavim, wayward. People that are out of control. I'm worked up. Ruhu yiyeh para adam. What does it mean, para adam? Para means out of control. A woman's hair is all covered and concealed. It should be exposed. It should be loosened. You should open up all of the braids, open up all of the knots, and let it just be wild. By it says by the soita, and it says by a mitzora. You'll expose. So it means here, wayward. David is saying, I was a wild man. I was a wild man for good. When I saw people rebelling against Hashem, even though it's my nature to be calm and shy, timid, when I saw someone to go again, I became a wild man. I went to protest. I did wild things in order for the honor of Hashem. I was a kanoi. I couldn't tolerate people rebelling against Hashem. Nafshi yishoyvev. My neshama was out of control. They saw the people, they were out of control, right? By the ego. The Moshe saw the people were out of control. They lost it. That's what it means, Yeshua. Let's see what the Malbim. Nafshi Yeshayvev, Shehashem, also Oisi Shoyvov Ufiri. Firi means out of control, wayward. Gamze Hoyem Eis Hashem, Shaali Deze Yanchemi Demagle Tzedek, Hamagol Hu Aderech Hasi Buvi. It is a roundabout road. Until you reach your destination. This that I went off the derech, hayoshar, the straight path, el hamagol, to the roundabout road. It was through a magol of tzedek. What does that mean? Ki tzedek yikoreu l'ragloi b'sahaluchos eile. Let's go further. Leman Shemo. Here is where he explains the point I'm trying to make. Shebozen miskade shem shemayim. The chol zehoya ba'atzas elyon v'chetzoy ato yochel litzayer eis nirdaf b'nei shol. He's now going to begin to describe how he was pursued by shol. Shebol kam upon b'sakonos atzumos. David, many times his life was threatened. Ashehoya kifesha beinoi kifesa, a step, one step, a step, right? It's a step. Beino ben amoves mitzay shasher haseh higia aldeh ha his dovevus el moinos arroyos. The sheep entered into the lion's den. The hare ne meirim, dangerous steep mountains. Asher muchem v'chol reg, every single one we couldn't kill down. I'm saying in the word before, I shouldn't have made a mistake. Look at the Ber Hamilois.
Yeah.
The Ber Hamilois of the Malbim. The Ber Hamilois, Yeshadev kima bonim shoivavim. Wayward, backwards, off the derech. Magel, according to the Malbim, means it's a road that takes you nowhere.
A roundabout
road. It's taking you in now, really, we have to appreciate this. We have to go back and read the Malbim in its entirety, Pasuk Aleph, and then we'll appreciate what he's trying to say. The basic gist of the Malbim is, and we're going to read it right now, is David is saying, it's a shocking parish, I never wanted to be king. Never. This was not my plan in life. My goal in life was to be the Bar Ditcha Rebbe. I wanted to go into his Hespedus. The Bar Ditcha, you go into the forest and you look at the trees and nature and you meditate. Hespedus. No, he didn't want to do that. That's what he's saying. Hashem made me, took me out of my nature. Hashem made me wild relative to what I really wanted for myself. We're going to read it inside in a moment. David wanted to live a life of precious, to live in the forest in a little hut and just
like a shepherd,
meditate about Hashem his entire life. And Hashem said, David, I have other plans for you. I want you to lead my people. And a leader is not going to sit in a hut in the middle of nowhere in seclusion. That's not what I want for you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and took him off his derech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made David wild, so to speak, to believe his, to rebel against his natural habitat, his natural disposition, to become a person who engages in this world. Why? Because Hashem needs him. Let's see the Malbim is a beautiful Malbim. Let's read the whole Malbim inside.
I don't know what you say, no.
all his life, though, he shifted the ways Hashem the earth.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're asking good. Your pasuk seems to be a contradiction to what I just said. I acknowledge you are on the mark. So let's read what the Malvim says. The Malvim says, let's see how he defines it. Aleph, back on page 206. Page 206, Mizmor David. But Mizmor Hazem, Chorat es Koyroisov, he etched, his life.
What did he do in 206?
The Malvim. The Malvim, Pasuk Aleph, in the Tefilois David Lehamalvim. Okay, it's three quarters down the page. Pasuk Aleph. Bamizmar hazeh chorat es koi roisov. Koi roisov means the events, the occurrences. He's coming to etch into paper, into this paper, onto the Sefer Tilm. He's coming to compose a song where he describes the events of his life. How did I end up as the Melech of Yisrael? I started off in my life as a shepherd. My disposition was to be in hisboididus, in isolation. No smartphone, no Wi-Fi, no connectivity to society. I was a parush. I wanted to be a nazir olam, someone that has nothing to do with this world. That was my natural disposition. That's some incredible chiddush. Where did he hear such things? I never heard such a thing like this. That's what David really wanted. You would think that David, when you read about like what you said, or Mordechai said, you read that he's shifted to Hashem, and the Bai, based on Beis Medrash, you think that David was Mechamta Shal Torah. David went and he fought Goliath. David went and he brought home in the afternoon every day a lion, a bear, who he killed today. Really? David was feeble, weak, and shy? Really? Really? David was such a weak person. David was a warrior. No, he says here, Bamizmah hazeh chorat es koi roisov. David is coming to etch onto the paper, or onto the tablet. A wax tablet is how they wrote in ancient days. The events, the occurrences. Me'es heyoisoyin roi'et soyin from the time that he was a shepherd by Midbar in the desert. Ad she'olo lameluch, until he became the king of Klal Yisrael. Techila, in the beginning, Yashkif al Reishis Yimechayev. He looks, he contemplates, he reflects with contemplation the beginning of his life. How did David start out as a child? Ace, his voidage in Matsoin Bamidbar. He was in the shepherd in the desert. Vidame es atzmai kitsoin. Royem al Nois Dashi, he looks at himself as a sheep that was pasturing in the hills. V'yas Hashem, he looked at Hashem ki roe as a shepherd hamashkiach lov be'ein chemla be'ein the eye of compassion is be'ein, I guess the eye of mercy. He viewed himself as a child in his boididus in the desert as a sheep, and he has a shepherd. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a compassionate, merciful approach, leadership, guidance for his sheep, David. HaShanim Ho'ele Heim Ho'yu Etzloi Mivchar Yimei Chayev. These days of David's life, David says here in this Mizma, were the best days of his life. We didn't have to deal with 18 wives. We didn't have to deal with Yoav and Achitofel and Doeg. He didn't have to deal with Shaul and all of these activities that consumed his life. This was the best days of my life, when I was a child and I went out into the desert and I was a sheep and Hashem was my shepherd. Be'oid his spoydeit, he had his isolation in koine with his creator. Mamish the Baditcha Varem. Out in the desert. Ba'od yizamer lufanav al higoyoin. And during those days, what did David do in the desert? He would sing. He would sing before Hashem al higoyon with his thoughts. Higoyon means his thoughts. Bichinor, with his beautiful harp. Noim zmiros Yisrael. with the beautiful songs of the Jewish people. Be'oid loy notal alav keser habaluchu lahafrida min hadveikus im Hashem. No tearness. He went and nothing was important. We're not dealing with matters of the state that would take him away from his dafyomi, from his saying Tehillim, from davening long Shmona Esrei. There were no emergencies. That's all he did the whole day. Those are the best days of my life, David says. When Mizmar LeDavid Hashem Royhi. He's, according to the Malbim, the opening line of this Mizmar, and a beautiful parish when he says, how he learned this whole Mizmar. And he said this by Shah Lashunis. And you think about David, according to the Malbim, when the Malbim said this Mizmar three times, Shah Lashunis, he said, David, the very first pasuk is reflecting upon his youth. Ah, the good old days. I was a child in the desert. I was learning, I was davening, I was singing to Hashem. No daigus aparnasa, no daigus of state matters, wars, dealing with the Russians, the Ukrainians, dealing with the economy, dealing with inflation. You didn't have to deal with all those things. I was just in the desert as a sheep. Shekein motzinu. Okay, we turn to the next page. Shagam achrei molchoi, page 208. Achrei molchoi. So he says over here that even when he became the Melech, he always identified his whole life with his youth. That's life. Everyone is a product of their youth. I personally grew up in the Lower East Side. I came to Flatbush when I was about 10 years old. Parents moved to Flatbush. I grew up until I didn't even know what Flatbush was. I knew from nothing. I knew from Mamish, the Lower East Side, that's all I knew from. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, whenever I drive on the FDR and I pass, and I can see I lived right against the drive, 475, and every time I drive Ad Hayom Hazeh on the FDR, I mamish feel, I'm going home now. And I always turn, I can't even control myself. As I'm passing, I turn and I look at the building where I lived in. And I can actually see the window of where I slept. I can see that window. The second floor, FDR, I can see. Every time I pass on the FDR, my head automatically, it turns, it looks at the window, and there's this, then I have to wake up, wait a minute, I'm not going home, I don't live there anymore. I haven't lived there in 380 years. But that's every person, I'm not unique. Every single person is the same. Every person, they are connected to where they came from. David, even at the end of his life, he says, he identifies himself, who am I? My Lower East Side, my window is, I was a sheep. I was a shepherd. Hashem was my shepherd, I was the sheep. Hashem Roi, Lo Yechsa. That's who I was, that's who I always will be. I'm the king of the Jewish people. I'm wearing a costume. It's a Purim spiel. My whole life is one big Purim spiel. I'm wearing a crown. I'm wearing Bigli Malchus. I'm running the world. It's like a video game. It's not the world of reality. Who am I really? I'm in the desert with my staff. I'm playing my harp. I'm singing Shiris V'Shprachos to Hashem. That's who I really am. All of this is just a show. I'm not saying this. The Malbim is saying this. It's an incredible insight. You would think the Melech of Klal Yisrael, I'm living in the world of reality. Right? I'm living in the world of reality. No, it's not my reality. My reality is being a sheep. You know, when Biden first became president, hey, you can't trust anything he says anyway. I think it was a Freudian slip. So they play Hail for the Chief. Okay, when the president...
Father was a peanut
father. How does the song go? How does it go? Hail the chief. That's what they play. They sing for the president of the United States. That's a miyuchat. Miyuchat for the president. So Biden is the president of the United States. He said this. And he says he's sitting there, and they're playing the song. And he says to himself, when is the president going to come around? When is he thinking, I want to go home already? When is the president going to arrive already and say his speech to get this off with so I can go home?
We're still thinking about it.
And then he realizes, wait a minute, I'm the president. He said this. He said, okay, you can go find this clip. Okay, he said this. Okay? He said this. Now, in other words, he was saying is that this is just a show. It's like, you know, he's saying, oh, I'm talking to the president. It's just a game. I'm not the president. My whole life, I'm a politician. My whole life, I was just whatever, a community leader, whatever that means. And he was always a president. And it's hard for me to believe now I'm the president and they're playing the song for me. You know, there's a lot of truth to that. In everyone's life, everyone, you enter into a position, into a role, but you say to yourself, who are we fooling here? That's not really who I am. Who I am, I'm a different person. Okay, now I'm trying to grow into that role. I'm trying, it takes years, decades, centuries to grow into a new role. And you would think if there's one person in the world who doesn't have that problem, you know, embraces his role 100%, it would be David. No, David's no different than the average guy. David is saying is, with all the malchus, who am I really? I'm that same. Shagam, the first line on the top page 208 in the Malbum. Shagam achrei molchei kores atzmei tomid b'shem oni vidal. Kizman hazeh hoya hazman hameushor etzlo. His childhood was the best years of his life. Uvashor hoya rotson Hashem lo yitzil mi his boididus. Liroi soyne al soyin amoi, but Hashem had other plans for him. Hashem had to pluck him out of his tranquility, his enjoyment, and recruit him to be the leader of the Jewish people. So what did Hashem do? Hashem would have said, this is a very profound Malbim. If Hashem would have come to him like Hashem came to Moshe, what did Hashem do to Moshe? Moshe was the same exact thing. Right. Exactly the same thing. So Hashem comes to Moshe by the burning bush and says, Moshe, you got a job. Moshe for 7 days said to Hashem, no, I don't want the job. 7 days. So it's interesting, Hashem did not use that approach with David. Hashem has experience, not a good idea. So Hashem did not come to David and say, I want you to be the king, but Hashem went, we're going to say over here, Sibeiv, Sibuvim. Hashem brought about unusual occurrences. One thing led to another where he was just naturally plucked into becoming the melech. Sheyilokach lebeis Shaul. Somehow he was taken to the home of Shaul to be his carried his arms.
Spear carrier.
Spear carrier. He carried his weapons, or also to be a musician.
Weapons bearer.
Or here he says to be to play the kinar. They needed a musician for sure. Menagein bechinar. Visham nasan beliboy. And then somehow, once he was already there in the home of Shaul, he was playing the harp, there was an emergency that there was this person, Goliath, that was causing trouble. And David, just because he was happened to be in the palace as one of the workers, he heard about it. For some reason, David got excited. Let me be the one that will go and will go on the mission to kill Goliath. Okay, that's what it means, Yishoyvev. Yishoyvev means, I'm a type of guy that's going to go and fight with Goliath. Goliath was the superhero, the super warrior of the world.
Super villain
of the world. David, a shepherd living in the middle of nowhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nafshi Yishoyvev, he made me go off my derech. Hashem completely, he uprooted me. He caused in my neshama for there to be an awakening that is not natural. Yishoyvev means an unnatural stirring in my neshama. It didn't come about naturally. It came about because HaKadosh Baruch was Mesadev Sibois. Vayil Hashem. And David then became, he had a reputation as being, wow, David was the one who killed Goliath. V'yos helo lov chamash Shaul. Then another tzar happened. Shaul was jealous of David. He was angry. Vayite lo yisbite, and then somehow he did a good shidduch. He married Shaul's daughter, Michal. The male Arlois Pilishtim, David was the one who killed 100 Pilishtim, and he gave them to Shaul. He married Michal Bashaul. Viachazera daf achar of lahargo, Shaul wanted to kill him. V'chol zeh yisibos el hatzlochosoi. All different things happened to bring David to a state of success. Ad shegil malchus. V'chol zeh neged. Here's the key words of the word. This is the taitch of Yeshayvev. Every single event that happened to David was neged ritzoin David. That's not what he had in mind. By Moshe, Hashem approached him. Moshe, I got a job. Here, it was a different technique. It was Hashem was mesavev sibois. A different technique in recruiting David into this mission. Shehoi yechofetz yoiser. Bechayei hisboididus. David wanted to be life of isolation. V'zochar tamid yarchei kedem hatoivim. Ah, the good old days. No diamonds in life. The end of Mikesar Hamaluch, much better than being a king. Now he gives a mashal very quickly. He gives a mashal. It's a mashal like the Dubna Magid. He's giving it over here. The Malbim is becoming the Dubna Magid. Was Nidna Bezekivet Melch Yoyish Etzer Asher Moas Beshevet Malchus. Okay, there was a child, a prince, and he was Yoyish. I think the word Etzer means power. He was the heir to the Malchus. And the king died, or the king was getting old, and he was the heir apparent. But the heir apparent, under no condition, wanted to take over the throne. He wanted to go live in a spoididus, in a hut. Beshevet Malchus. Vayivcha lichyos chayi haprishus v'hanizirus besukas noitzer asher osala beyar ba'arav. The prince, the heir apparent, decided to reject the role of being of the melech. So what did he do? He became a nazir. He went into the forest and he lived in the middle of nowhere in a teeny little hut. So what did the king do? The king sent out the CIA to burn down the hut, to go and burn it down. So there's no hut. What is he going to do? He's going to have to go and move into the city, or move into, you know, get a little bit closer to the civilization where he can find the place to live. Vayiman Hamelech Hachamei Avodah V'Hatzis, to torch Eish B'Sukkos, to torch his little hut. Uchshaholach Hanozir L'Vakish Machse Mizerem. And now it began, there was no hut anymore, and it began to rain. So the prince needed shelter. What did he do? He says, Oysoy Echamei Avodah Hamelech Sheyesh B'Bayis Kotv Boni Hanimse B'Yar. So the king had another servant that built a little teeny hut a little closer to the palace, and this spy who was working for the king went and convinced the prince, listen, you know, you don't have a hut anymore and it's raining, why don't you come? I have a little hut a couple of miles away, which is close to the palace. All right, I have no choice. So he goes and he lives in this little house. So the king now sends another agent to burn down that house, and then sends another agent to convince the prince, oh, you know, come live in this house. And slowly, but little by little, the king is orchestrating an elaborate plan through a whole bunch of his agents and spies to bring the prince closer and closer back to civilization, back to the palace. The achar ha'alohu l'shevis b'bayis yoyser toy. V'kod v'yoyser l'yir. V'chein asa lo yoyog l'kipam v'pam. Achis kod v'yoyser l'yir. V'hir gil es asma l'shevis b'bayis yoyser toy. V'he got better and better. Achis shavu l'yir. He turned to the civil base. Aviv v'oz heven ha'ben ha'nozir shekol ma shekor lo yoyah mitach bulois. Aviv lo yitzil l'chay ha'pinshus v'spoilus el ha'nogas el ha'nogas ha'nina. Then, after the whole thing was over, the son realized, I was fooled all along. All along, this was just a trick. My father was just playing me in order to bring me all the way back. He said to his father, "Da, ki agam she gilgalta ibi ad shehavi oisani ad halom zo malchus." Guess what, Dad? Guess what? I see what you did. You're very clever, and you brought me all the way back to the palace with all of these tricks. But guess what? I don't want the job. I still reject your proposal of making me the king. You've done this against my will. Even though over here I'm back at home in the palace, You know something? I'm the same person I always was. Nothing really changed. Now we come to the Perush of Shana Pasuk. Hashem Roi David here, according to the Malam, is writing this when he's in the height of his power. He's writing this when he's supreme. He is invincible. And he's saying, it's just a show. You know who I really am? I'm really that little boy out in the desert, in the field with my harp, singing Hashem's praises. That's who I really am. No, you recruited me, you forced me into this job. Okay, I'll wear the crown, I'll wear the big day malchus, we'll have state dinners, I'll negotiate with other heads of state how to deal with all the different things that happen in this world. But who am I really?
Did he ever say no?
What?
I'm old enough. Did he ever say no? I don't want to be king?
He said no 100 times. Yes. Every step of the way he said no. Hashem says you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You have the qualifications. There's no one that can do it but you. Hashem ro'it sir yimei yaldusoy v'dima es atzmei l'seh v'yas Hashem l'roye oysel amibar v'oymer hein Hashem hein v'emes Hashem hu ro'i v'vada lo'i echsa d'avar ki eini tzach rak nire toivu mayim l'shreis v'noi steshi yavi tzedek al nechum yukos v'sar lema mayim shalim yin aleni atu nechum. That's it, okay? So that is basically, it's a very beautiful idea. Very beautiful idea describing David is if not for this Malam, I don't think the average person would say this. I don't think other Farshim say this. I think most of us, we look at David as being macho. David thrived on who he was. Most people, you know, you look at certain people like, this is what I was born for. I was born to be the king. I've been waiting for this my whole life. This is the real me. This is the real me. I think many of us look at David. David's the Melech. And here the Malbim is saying a Chiddush Otzum. Who would imagine? And you say this during Shal Shuddis. And David is telling you, it's a Purim spiel. I'm the Melech. I have a crown. Everyone is giving me cover wherever I go. You know who I really am? I'm a little boy. I'm a little boy in the desert with my little harp. And his spoidedus connecting to Hashem. No, I need to make a parnasa. So they put me on this clothing and they gave me this job. Incredible, no? This is a shocking
sort of
interpretation.
What it says in Baruch Hu. I did nothing.
You put me in this position.
Trust upon me, and
even if you live for the moment, people whom this is my role in life, then this is what I was born to do. You also have to acknowledge that the success. But David is saying this is not where I want to be. This is a very unique, novel interpretation. I don't think many commentators would agree with this. I don't. This is really to appreciate the depth of what he's saying is powerful. And it's not the pshat. It's not the way, again, not the way the average person looks at David HaMelech. You look at David HaMelech as, I was born for this. This is what I was my destiny. And I view it to be as real as it gets. And to say that this whole thing is a spiel, shocking. Shocking interpretation. Okay, stop over here, take a short break. I want to spend another day today on Pesach Sheni, because Sunday in Yitzhak Hashem is Pesach Sheni, and we're not going to have a shiur until Monday, so let's spend some time going over some of the Minhage Pesach Sheni, and a little drush as well. Yeah.